So the whole teaching is just, if you set out on this journey as a sannyasin, just be ready for anything new. You don't need to worry about anything, you just go. No, that is the thing. Because you are with somebody who has gone there. No, that in the Zen, they say, if you want to go up on that high mountain, you find someone who goes up and down, who knows the path. If you go alone, then you will worry them. Am I on the right way? Or you might come to a cliff after many, many days, realizing, no, I have to go back again. I should have asked that man. He said he knew the way, but I wanted to do it alone. Maybe you get stuck. Your mobile doesn't work. You don't get anywhere. It could be very easy. But again and again, many distractions are happening. And you will be tested if you really want to go. Sannyas, that means that, no, I'm ready. That's what it should be. I'm ready. Then you will be tested then, because it's a new journey. And it's good. Because then, when you ask, then I can give you feedback. Buddha says, if the traveler, if the disciple can find a wise companion, a master, let him go with him joyfully and overcome the dangers of the way. And overcome the dangers of the way, because the dangers are many. Not there is any dangers, but your own self will try to keep you safe, to keep you in the old, to keep some kind of drama. Many times you have to decide again and again and again, because the habit is to forget. It's not so easy. The path is like a razor's edge. A little bit there, you go. A little bit there, you go. And it is a new path. So you don't know. That's what it means. It goes into the unknown. And many people, they are so used to doing so much effort themselves, so much discipline themselves, they can't just relax. Very good. If the traveler can find a wise companion, let him go with him joyfully and overcome the dangers of the way, said the Buddha. But if you cannot find the beloved friend or a master to go with you, travel on alone. Rather alone than with the fool for company. Rather alone than with the fool for company. And how many fools do you have as your friends? Where can they guide you? But of course, the best of the best is to have a wise one as a companion. Because he has been traveling before. He won't take you. A friend won't take you to any bad places. He wants you to take you to good places. He has suffered for you. That's what I did to many friends. They came to India. I took them all into good places. I have been in bad places, really bad places, I can promise you. But I don't want to take you there. I take you to good places. What to say about the inner places then? It reminds me this habit, no, even if you change the clothes or the job or this or that, the habit is very deeply ingrained. This, the reformed prostitute, is giving a testimony with the Salvation Army on a street corner on a Saturday night, punctuating her discourse by beating on a big brass drum every time she talks. Huh? The reformed prostitute, no, she's been there doing her business for a long time. No, she's with the Salvation Army now. Things have changed. Huh? She's a good Christian. I used to be a sinner, she shouts. Boom, boom, boom. I used to be a bad woman. Boom, boom, boom. I used to steal. Boom, boom. I used to drink alcohol. Boom, boom, boom. I used drugs. Boom, 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 boom. I used to drink. I used to be really bad woman. A whore. Boom, boom, boom. I used to go out on Saturday nights and raise hell. Boom, 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 boom. Know what I do all Saturday night. I stand here on this street corner beating on this motherfucking drum. Boom, boom, boom. It's not so easy. Boom, boom, boom. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Boom, boom, boom. I used to be unlucky. Boom, boom. this journey you have different steps. In the beginning, there's just students. Now they are just looking, understanding a bit with the head, feels very attractive, sounds interesting, but it's just mental. That's how almost everybody starts. Then when you realize that you want to get into it, that means the disciple. No, it's sannyas. Now you want to stand up for that which you understand is real. Now it will be more integrated in you. But now also this test will come. But remember, that is just the beginning, because your mind will still be there from the past. You also have some hope, some glimpses of the future, but the past is more. Then when you become settled in what you are doing, very steady, then you have your own experiences that this is real. And when you have your own experience, then you trust more, you love more, you are more available, you become more total, unwavering. That comes from itself. No master says, surrender to me. Then he's not the master then. There is no guru who can say that. So many people do, but it's impossible because you cannot surrender. You cannot love. It's happened in spite of you. It's grace. Surrender comes from your own understanding. Buddha says the greatest gift of all is truth, is freedom. So when you understand that Buddha comes with truth, with freedom, then of course you want to join them. You cannot do it. It happens by relaxation, by accepting, by realizing it. And that is the flowering. And that flowering of the disciplehood, that becomes the devotees. The student is just mental, disciple, heart. But still, the mental is there, and sometimes the totality, the beyond is there. The devotee is total. And when you are total, then there is oneness. No, is no more doubt. And that is the best bodyguards. That is the best bodyguards, because they are in tune. You don't even need to say anything, because you know this is why I'm here. That means totality. Then you are totally trustworthy then. Then it's fun. Then nothing can go wrong then. Ejuni?
Jibjini.
How are you doing, man?
Well.
Good? How was it since yesterday? Anything have happened? How is the silence for you?
Yeah, the silence is something new.
Something new. And how is it?
Attractive.
Very good. Very good. What happens for you in the silence since it's attractive?
Which I was with me everywhere. in well, some of them still there.
Yeah, because they are used to be there. But that's what you have to tell them, and you show them. You don't need to tell them. You just show them that, no, you have other interests now. You are more interested to listen to the wind in the trees. You heard a nice wind in the trees, in the leaves, and the sound of the river. No, the river is very good now. It's very, very proud, the river now. Because now all the snow and the ice is melting, so it's very big. If you go to the river now, you will feel it's very good. Very good. Later in the summer, it will be smaller, then it becomes more humble. No, it's big. But it makes a lot of sound now. This is a good friend. You know, these kind of voices, they are good friends because they don't fill you with nonsense. You should learn to focus on that. Then even when you're in the city, you focus more for these natural sounds. When you sit in the park, when you sit everywhere, you have the sound of nature. But it's hard to find sometimes in the city because only man-made sounds, only traffic, only human being talking. And that's why the meditators, the sannyasins, the yogis, they have always been interested in nature. And it's natural. Because you want to find back to your own nature. But your nature is polluted by many, many layers of false nature. So by being in nature, the physical nature, then you are reminded then, because the nature is like it always has been. Yeah? The nature, these trees, is the same as it was for thousands of years ago. But modern man, he has changed a lot, no? It's so much mechanical in the world. More mechanical than the humans also become mechanical. So by coming to nature, then slowly, slowly you remember. And then if you would enjoy the nature outside, it will support your inner nature. So the seekers has always been attracted to the mountains, to the forest, to quiet places. Because then all the unnecessary voices start going away. You enjoy now, very good. What do you say? Yeah. If you have a good work there in Germany, just work there and then you come here. Holiday. That is good. Because everybody has to have work. You have a silent place there, and come for a longer time next time. If you enjoy the silence, we have many times long silence and many weeks. You can really go into it, experiment with it. It's not easy to find places where you can be silent in this world. And then people, they support it. When it's silent people, it's not disturbing to be with people if they are silent. Then it's easier. It's very difficult to be silent alone. And you have to have the right atmosphere, then it's easy. And especially when you're ready, you are ready.
Thank you.
Beloved, I feel that intuition is growing and that I'm opening up and slowly learning to trust this in a more conscious way. But I also can see how eager the mind is to interfere and take part. How easy it is to be influenced, and how it can make it difficult to trust this little voice inside. Can you talk about how to be even more aware of the difference between the intuition and the mind? Everybody has this intuition, but it's very covered. And maybe because the whole society has been so male dominated, especially the West, is very scientific, is out, is run by the male mind. And that is more the intellect. It is scientific, but it's very dry also. The intuition is closer to the heart, is more female. Everybody has, man and women has, intuition. But for the women, they are closer to it, because the man has developed more the intellect, the mind. Intuition has more to do with the heart. Of course, this is just general. Some women is more male than even man, and some man is more female. But general, that is how it is. The intuition is closer to the heart. Women mostly is closer to the heart. They're still functioning more, because they haven't developed so much the scientific side, that outgoing side. Because they, man has been running the show, especially in the West. So then they have forgotten to listen to the intuition. How can we even be more aware of the difference between the intuition and the mind? First, most people, they are not aware of it. But as you coming closer to intuition, coming closer to yourself, then you remember them. And that's why this question comes up. Because even normally, when they have that intuition, they don't trust it, because the mind is much more developed. So even if you have that small voice in you, you don't listen to it. If you listen to it, it means that you are more innocent, you are coming back. And that's what's happening, Vibhuti, you are coming back. And now you can focus even more on it. You're not such distracted by relationships and all kinds of other things. Then you are more focused on your own pattern. The man is more for the process, going, methods. The woman is more instant. That's what intuition is. It's instant. It's not something they have to think about. They know, but it's something to trust that. You have to trust the side of you that has nothing to do with the intellect. It's just like a neck. And it takes time to trust that again. Because there is no reason for it. You can't argue about it. The man can argue about many things. Because it's the intellect is developed. You have many reasons. Is this and that. You can prove it. Scientifically, you can prove things. Spiritually, you can prove it. And that's why the mind likes techniques. It doesn't understand what is instant. And intuition is on that part of being in the moment. Listening to your own guts, your own heart in the moment. But remember, the doubt will come from the mind because you always used to think. But thinking takes time. Intuition is now, is a hunch. Some people, they go on courses also to learn about intuition. No, you can't learn that. You have to study yourself. You learn it from somebody who has studied it also in a book. You can study it. It comes by you unburdening yourself. The less identified you are with your mind, and the less voices you have from other people how you should be, and the more you are available to the moment, the more intuitive you will be, the more pure you will be. I feel that intuition is growing and that I'm opening up and slowly learning to trust this in a more conscious way. Yeah, it can only happen when you get more conscious. Because conscious, that means that you're seeing that you are more than the mind. But I also can see how eager the mind is to interfere and take part. Yeah, because it's always been used to being a part. How easy it is to be influenced and how it can make it difficult to trust this little voice inside. It's very difficult to listen to that little voice. But it happens more and more as you are coming back to yourself. That's why you have to be strong enough, courageous enough to listen to yourself. In the society, you don't need intuition because it's only rules. Rules and regulations. You have a law for everything. You have regulations for everything. You know, they know how things are. They don't need intuition. It's made by the male mind. It's very shallow. It's no depth. It's very material. The mind is very good in the physical things. It can create things, it can build things. But it has nothing to do with the inner world. There you have to use other senses. And that's where intuition can be helpful. Society, modern society, has killed this intuition like it had killed almost all your senses. Everybody has become dull and shallow and dry. But it's still there. That is the good news. It's still there. And that's why the more intelligent and real and alive somebody is, the less he or she will fit into the society. Because you see that there's more to life than this shallow society. But it's very difficult, because then something is wrong with you. You stick out. You are not normal. And what is more boring than to be normal? Tell me. And everybody is so normal. That is sickening. Everybody is just a name and a number. If people are more intelligent, more conscious, more intuitive, more alive, more wise, then they see these games. And there's nothing wrong to live in a society, but you don't buy it. Can you talk about how to be even more aware of the difference between the intuition and the mind? The mind is functioning very good. The mind itself can work very good with the intuition. There's nothing wrong with the mind when it's purified, when it has unburdened itself of all the voices. You have a polluted mind and you have an innocent mind. You have your original mind, it works totally fine. Some people, they are afraid, if I get enlightened, what then can I, how can I function then? Like you lose your mind, you just become a vegetable. You are no more. You are no more. Then where are you then? And this is the thing, you're functioning without being identified with the mind. The mind is still there, but for the first time, the mind functioning totally clean, unpolluted by voices from the outside. It works as it should have, how it got delivered from existence, from God. Then it's totally fine then, it's a beautiful instrument. But now it's so full of all these voices, how you should be, and how you should think, and how you should behave, that is all confusion. When that is gone, then the mind becomes very sharp. It works for your consciousness, for your heart. Then the mind itself becomes, in the moment, then very intuitive. You can't fool it then. No, you can just fool, because it's all clogged up. It's not in the moment. I feel that intuition is growing and that I'm opening up and slowly learning to trust this in a more conscious way. Yes, it is happening. Because here you have to use more and more these sides of yourself that has been sleeping. But I also can see how eager the mind is to interfere and take part. Yeah, it always wants to have its says. Just don't listen to it. And the mind will be very, when the mind finds its place, when it has accepted its defeat of its true master, which is consciousness itself, then it will be very quiet then. Just like a well-trained dog. It just lays there because it knows who is the master. It doesn't dare to say anything. Just like it's not there. Just. And when you say, okay, Rex, let's go for a walk. Then it jumps up and it wants to go. Just sometimes you just feed it something. Or you can do some calculation if you need to, just to use it. Do some games, labyrinth. or figure out how much money the house costs to build. Don't make a problem out of it. It's just training for the mind. I also see how eager the mind is to interfere and take part, and how easy it is to be influenced, and how it can make it difficult to trust this little voice inside. Yes, but you already half, more than half of the battle is won when you have recognized that little voice and you want to give it attention. Know your function, know you've put your attention on that instead of the mind. Then it will be so happy. Know you've been listening to the mind, no, listening to the heart, listening to the intuition, listening to your gut feeling. Then it has a totally different wisdom than your mind. And slowly, slowly, it will only be that who is in charge. Then whatever the mind comes up with, you know. Till one day it just wrecks. Sit. Can you talk about how to be even more aware of the difference between the intuition and the mind? That is only in the beginning. First is all mixed, then no, halfway, then you start seeing the difference, this and that. No is very, you just keep focused what you want. Then slowly, slowly, it's only intuition. Everything has changed. In the beginning, only mind, at the end, only clarity. That is the whole journey from darkness to light, from unconsciousness to consciousness. You're in the right place for beauty, don't worry. And the society have made such a big harm by destroying all our beautiful senses. And not only that is the man has forgotten, but even the women has become more and more male to try to fit in. No, you have to stop it. You have to trust your own intuition. And become soft, intuitive again, relax. And then maybe, slowly, slowly, things start coming into balance again. It's normal that you don't really trust it because it's been asleep for so long. You are not learned to trust it. But the more you relax and the more in tune you are, the more clear this silent voice will be clear. And less you will doubt it. Then it will, the more silent you become, then it can speak very clearly to you. Then it's not just a little voice, it will be a very clear message. This is how it is. Om Shanti.